This is a Dragon Blazer production, and I am the little boogeyman.
Coming down the aisle, it's the podcast tag team champions of the world, the Rage and Blaze Show.
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Rage and Blaze Show. I'm Rage.
And I'm Blaze.
And we're back, baby.
Yeah.
So, it's baby.
Baby.
Yes, like Adam Cole, baby.
Baby.
Anyhow, we'll get you up to speed. So anyhow, we're a little out of sorts. We haven't done this in a while. We took a little hiatus. It's been about a month since our last episode. We've had vacations, the fair, just a wedding. It's just been constant. We unfortunately have just not been able to get together for a little while just because of how chaotic and crazy our lives have been lately. So we apologize for all the Rage and Blaze fans that are out there. We know the two of you are still holding on to hope that we were coming back with new episodes, and we're going to reward you.
That's right. So, all two of you.
Yes. So if the two of you will sit down and listen, we are here for another exciting episode of the Rage and Blaze Show. We are going to go back in time to 1994 SummerSlam, which is a perfect time because this episode will release tomorrow.
The same day SummerSlam releases.
Yes, the same as 2021 SummerSlam. So we are releasing a SummerSlam episode at the same time as SummerSlam. So I think that kind of worked out perfectly. What's going on in the world of wrestling right now? We've got a lot to catch up on. You know, we've been out of it for a month. I know some big news that we are way behind the eight ball. And as of this recording, we recorded this on a Friday, so we haven't watched AEW Rampage yet. But the biggest news coming out of wrestling right now...
You about to drop a pipe bomb? About to drop a pipe bomb?
Dropping a pipe bomb is the best in the world. CM Punk is rumored to arrive at AEW Rampage at tonight's event in Chicago.
I can't wait.
So let's hope those rumors are true. Otherwise, you're going to hear this tomorrow thinking, what a bunch of idiots that thought CM Punk was going to arrive in Chi-Town tonight.
I have a hard time. They have been pushing hard. I mean, if he doesn't show up tonight, there might be a real rampage going on at that place.
Yeah, there definitely might be a lot of pissed off ticket goers at AEW tonight if CM Punk does not arrive. But that is huge news. Outside of that, we've got WWE is doing SummerSlam tomorrow. Bobby Lashley is taking on Goldberg. And Roman Reigns is taking on John Cena. I will say the Goldberg-Bobby Lashley feud has been kind of lackluster to me. I just haven't been that pumped by it. I will say, though, and I am not a huge Cena fan, I can respect Cena for who he is and what he does. He does make me laugh at times, but he had a great promo exchange with Roman Reigns about a week ago, referencing CM Punk. He referenced John Moxley.
I heard about that.
Yes. So,
John Cena's amazing. Don't be a hater.
Hey, you can't see me.
Be a hater.
We're doing our show. You can't see us.
I don't hate John Cena.
Yeah,
He was fantastic in the Suicide Squad.
This is true. we found out how many dicks he was willing to suck
he was sucking
to keep the peace.
He will suck all the dicks for peace.
There was a million dicks on this beach. Just to keep the peace.
Oh, such a good movie.
I don't care how many women, children, and men I have to kill to keep the peace.
He was great. He was great in that movie.
He was definitely entertaining in that movie. So, yeah, somewhat wrestling-related, but, yeah, the Suicide Squad was very enjoyable.
I loved it. I watched it first day it showed up on HBO Max.
It was definitely...
We need to give a warning.
It is a big rated R.
Oh, hard R.
Hard R. So just
fact that John Cena talking about sucking all the dicks to keep the peace isn't a slight indication of how this movie is.
Yes. So this has a hard R in it. It was very, very entertaining. On a lesser note, Jungle Cruise was pretty fun too. Kind of reminded me of The Mummy.
We're just talking about all the wrestling movies.
Yes.
Jungle Cruise was all right. It really felt very, very Pirate of the Caribbean-ish.
Yeah, it did. It was fun. I enjoyed it more than I expected.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
That was a fun movie.
It wasn't no Suicide Squad, but it was fun.
No, it was a complete opposite direction.
Suicide Squad might be the best movie I've watched this year. It's been great. It was great.
Yes, the Suicide Squad was great. But back to the ring. Like I said, John Cena had an exchange with Roman Reigns where he basically said, "You have ruined Seth Rollins' career and you made John Moxley leave the WWE." He didn't say John Moxley. He said...
Dean Ambrose?
Yes, he said, "You made Dean Ambrose leave the WWE, so you forced him out." So that was a pretty fun exchange. And then he referenced the facts that he might leave Vegas, which is where SummerSlam is taking place. He might leave Vegas with the Universal Championship, and he'll even blow you a kiss, referencing CM Punk when he won the WWE Championship and left the WWE. So, blowing John Cena a kiss. So, definitely some fun banter back and forth. John Cena has been on his A game. Even Roman Reigns talking about the missionary position, how everybody's tired of the missionary position, referring to John Cena. So it's been very pushing the boundary between PG-13 rated R wrestling. Some of the things they have referenced has been pretty hilarious. And honestly, I'm looking very, very forward to that match. Way more than I am Goldberg-Lashley. And I'm a Lashley fan. I just think Goldberg's...
not a Goldberg fan.
It just hasn't been that energetic of a feud, if that makes sense. I think Goldberg's just way beyond past his prime to the point where he can only do so much.
He could only do so much back then. He was always a boring wrestler for me.
He was exciting back in the heyday.
The only thing I liked about Goldberg back in the day is that jackhammer. Well, that jackhammer is fire.
Let's put it this way. He speared Bobby Lashley on Monday Night Raw, and it was honestly the softest, weakest spear I think I've ever seen. Where that was one thing that Goldberg did well, he sold you on that spear back in the day and made you think, dear Lord, he just went through that man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say what you want about Goldberg, whether you liked him or not. That spear looked vicious back in the day. It just doesn't look as vicious. Maybe during the match, he'll prove me wrong, but during a promo, he speared Lashley and it just looked weak. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't...
Yeah, I didn't need this match.
But we're going to get it because it's SummerSlam and they had to bring the big guns out to get the... I don't even know. I mean, it's not like you're selling pay-per-views anymore. You're selling buy rates for Peacock. It's kind of, you know, is what it is. It's a different world than what we grew up on, you know. Obviously, the success of a pay-per-view used to be how many people bought it on pay-per-view.
Well, now it's about getting
how
many subscribers go because of this showing or this pay-per-view. Because some people would just like buy pay for the Peacock for a month just for a certain pay-per-view that they want to see.
I did a year membership, so.
Well, you did, but you know, not everybody does.
That's true. I guess they could measure it based off the subscribers of that month. I suppose. I don't know. This whole digital world's a little streaming.
I know that's how they look at
world.
I know that's how they look at like big movies that they put on HBO Max, like when they put The Suicide Squad. How many subscribers started subscribing for HBO Max simply for that movie? You know, so I'm imagining it's pretty similar with this.
Right. So yeah, like I said, it's a different world we live in. I would love to see AEW adopt something.
I would really like it if AEW made things cheap for us too.
Yeah, no, I'm being serious, because if they were able to do something similar, where I can watch AEW on a streaming app and the pay-per-views are included. Unfortunately, I don't watch nearly as much AEW for the reasoning that WWE makes it so convenient for me. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
it is very convenient to watch WWE and NXT because I know I'm not going to miss a thing. I'm going to get every pay-per-view. If I start doing AEW, do I really want to start paying for pay-per-views when I know I don't have to pay for pay-per-views over here?
What he's trying to say, AEW, is he don't want to miss a thing.
And then Impact Wrestling even has a similar format where Impact has an app and you get all the pay-per-views with Impact. So AEW is a little behind the ball.
Maybe they just can't afford it yet. Because I imagine that does you lose some revenue making that app, not charging $50 a pay-per-view. But you got to hope that more people want to spend the money on subscribing. So with an AEW app where they have the pay-per-views, not only that, but unlike you said, Impact. They have a lot of past content to actually put on there.
Yeah, and
AEW's been around for what, a year or two?
2 years now.
About 2 years.
Year.
They don't have a lot of content to put on there.
This is true, and you're right. And I've almost thought about getting the Impact one just because of the past. It has all the TNA pay-per-views. It's got all the TNA shows. I think it would be worth the app.
I don't know, but I never really got into TNA, so I mean that's all up to you.
I just think, and now that you've got Impact and TNA or Impact and AEW basically work hand in hand together, just to merge an app would be, to me, that'd be great. You would have all the past TNA stuff. You would have the current pay-per-views. That would be amazing.
I mean, it would be nice, but
let's get the ball rolling.
I think it's not as simple as that for you.
Tony Khan. Let's do this.
I mean, fair enough, but I'm just saying it's not probably not that simple. Number one, they'll need to come up with other content to put on that app as well. Because I mean,
Let's look what WWE did. They had their own, which I thought was successful. Apparently, it must not have been as successful as they wanted. Otherwise, they wouldn't have merged with Peacock. So let's look at the other guys and merge with a different app.
Maybe.
Merge with the.
But I mean, the Peacock thing. I think it's less that the WWE app wasn't successful, and more about money, 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 money.
But I would love to see him merge.
Everybody's got a price.
I would love to see him merge with like a Paramount Plus or HBO Max or just something. Just to merge that so you can get that wrestling, I think that would be great.
It would be cool. It would be cool.
But until then, I'm just, like I said, I will watch AEW when I can. And I definitely recorded Rampage tonight, hoping to see if CM Punk shows up. But other than that, I don't follow it nearly like I should. But maybe things will get easier for me.
So, maybe.
Okay. Anything we're forgetting?
Nope. The only thing important is CM Punk.
If you say so.
I'm really excited.
Okay. So, without further ado, we bring you our coverage of SummerSlam 94. So, SummerSlam 94 kicks off with the Macho Man Randy Savage
welcoming
everybody to the SummerSlam. Yeah, says you're going to have the time of your life. So then we get the commentators are Vince McMahon and Jerry the King Lawler. First match is the Headshrinkers, which we have just learned lost the WWF Tag Team Championships to Shawn Michaels and Diesel. So this match was supposed to be a tag team championship match, but now it's just a regular match, or regular tag match, against the Million Dollar Team, which consists of Bam Bam Bigelow and IRS with the Million Dollar Man as their manager. This match, I thought the crowd was not that into it at first. They were actually chanting boring, which was weird, because the match hadn't even started yet. I believe they are in Chicago, I believe they said. These guys were kind of critical before they even started wrestling. I found that weird. Maybe they were chanting something else, but I thought they were chanting boring.
Right.
From the get-go.
I don't know.
They turned the fans around because this was a very fun, exciting match. It was better than you would have thought. There was one little moment that looked like the only thing that would hurt less was Goldberg's spear on Monday Night Raw against Bobby Lashley. But the Headshrinkers did a double slam to IRS, and it honestly looked like they just gently laid him down. It just did not look good at all. I don't know if IRS just forgot to jump or what happened there. It looked like he just laid down. It was very weird. Little lackluster move, this match was very high in energy and fun. I gave it 3.5 lay me down to sleeps.
Dang it, I was about to do the same. I don't know if I'm as high on it. It was alright. It was a fine match. It wasn't anything bad. I don't know if it deserved being boring chance going on, but
like I said, they hadn't even started wrestling.
But yeah, I'm going to give this you kind of took my idea. I'm going to give this 3 gingerly laying them down. I mean, it's the same thing, but, you know.
How original.
Okay. Whatever, you stole it.
All right, next we're going to go see Leslie Nielsen. He's hot on the case.
Let's
go to it. Okay, so Leslie Nielsen, he is on the case looking for The Undertaker.
Yeah, because he's lost.
It was okay. It wasn't as funny as I thought it would be. Obviously, I think these segments are going to keep going. So, you know, they had a little silly section where he ran into his buddy from the Naked Gun movies. I don't know his name. I apologize.
I don't remember either, but this whole segment is to promote the new Naked Gun. I think it was Naked Gun 33 and a third.
I don't know. I'd have to look and see what years those movies came out. But so anyhow, he says that we're both on the case, and they look down, and they're standing on a case. I mean, it's Leslie Nielsen comedy. If you've ever seen a Naked Gun movie or any of that type of movies with Leslie Nielsen, you know that he says things, and they're very literal.
Naked Gun 33 and the Third, The Final Insult, is what he was promoting. Okay. Came out in 1994.
Okay, so... But yeah, it was very, you know, shtick comedy is what it is. But we just, we'll have to see more.
I absolutely love Leslie Nielsen. I love this dumb comedy. First off, RIP Leslie Nielsen, because he's been gone for quite a while now. About 10 years we lost Leslie Nielsen. But I love the Naked Gun movies. I love Spy Hard. It was always one of my favorites. Dracula, Dead and Loving It. I love Leslie Nielsen. He's one of my favorites.
So then we move on to the next match. It is Bull Nakano with Luna Vachon in her corner versus the WWF Women's Champion, Alundra Blaze. The crowd was definitely not into this at first. A lot of boos. I don't know if that was because of the match itself, or if it's because the beginning of the match, Bull Nakano really kind of dominated, because they did start cheering when Alundra Blaze got that, you know, second win and started coming back and fighting back. So they did
cheer. We got some, I think, America chants, USA chants.
Yeah. So this match was actually better than I expected. I think Alundra Blaze was a very good wrestler in a time where there wasn't many people to wrestle. If that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense. They didn't take the women's division very seriously back then. She was pretty decent.
She just didn't have competition.
What was the name of that woman?
Bull Nakano.
Yes. I've literally never seen this woman before in my life.
Well, now you have. So, as the match went on...
She looks like she got electrocuted with that haircut.
Alundra Blaze beat Eraserhead and Eraserhead, retains the WWF Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I gave this one... I gave this one three... I would say... lightning bolt shocks that cause your... hair to spike up.
I'm gonna go with 2.5 Kid and Play movies.
Ooh, that was
Kid and Play. You remember that?
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that fits.
You got me there. The Kid and Play reference was better.
Thank you.
Moving on. Okay, so before the next match, we get an interview with Big Daddy Cool Diesel and the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. They are the new WWF Tag Team Champions. And Diesel is about to go out and defend his Intercontinental Championship to Razor Ramon. And he has Walter Payton in his corner. So I thought this was a pretty fun match. Pretty good. Had a pretty good ending. The way it ended definitely brought up some storytelling there, which is kind of funny considering they just won the tag team titles. But the match ends with Shawn Michaels super kicking Diesel, accidentally, of course. Razor Ramon gets out of the way.
Naturally.
And it looks like Diesel's pretty pissed at Heartbreak Kid. Going down the ramp, it looks like he's pretty furious at Shawn Michaels. So the fact that they just won the tag titles, I thought that was kind of interesting, that there's already going to be some kind of friction between the two. I gave this four super kicks.
Yeah, this was a fun match and had a fun ending. The really fun, I'm going to dodge that attack that you're going to give me. I'm going to give this four whoopsies kicks.
Whoopsies? Okay.
Whoopsie kicks.
Whoopsie.
Toasty.
Okay. All right. Okay, so before the next match, we get a little bit of a backstory about how Lex Luger has been courted by the Million Dollar Man, and it kind of shows, you know, the evidence of how he potentially has been courted by the Million Dollar Man, and that he is a sellout. So this match is between Lex Luger versus Tatanka, because Tatanka believes Lex has sold out to the Million Dollar Man. I thought this was a very good match, and to my surprise, I don't remember Tatanka ever turning heel, but Million Dollar Man distracts Lex Luger, Tatanka gets the win, and then while he's confronting Million Dollar Man, Tatanka hits him in the back and starts beating him up pretty good. I mean, this is a pretty good beatdown. Yep. He even started walking out of the ring and came back in to beat him down more.
And to shove a bill down his throat.
Shove some money down in his mouth. And this was a legit surprise to me because I forgot Tatanka ever went heel. So I don't know how long he stays heel, but I didn't remember it. So I actually gave this 4 legitimate surprises. or 4... surprise heel turns. How about that?
Surprise heel turns. I thought this was a decent match. I feel like you're giving it a 4 because of the really cool heel turn. But as a match, it was fine. But the ending was cool. I liked the heel turn. But that was after the match. So I'm going to give this 3.5 rich snacks.
Rich snacks.
Because Lex Luger just had a very pricey snack.
I get it. Okay. Moving on.
Go.
Okay, so the next match is Men on a Mission's Mabel versus Double J Jeff Jarrett, just in a singles match, and I thought this was just kind of more or less a filler match.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just wasn't very exciting. It was just one of those let's pass the time match. We need something to kind of chill the audience down. So I gave this 2.5 Garth Brooks wannabes.
Garth Brooks wannabes?
I mean, that's basically the character he's playing.
When was Garth Brooks first popular?
He came out in 89.
Okay, fair enough.
Blew up in 90.
Was he born in 89?
No, his first album, self-titled.
Oh, I thought you meant like he came out in 89.
No, Garth.
Like,
no joke. Anyhow. His self-titled album, Garth Brooks, came out in 89.
Oh, okay.
And then No Fences came out in 90, and that's when Friends in Low Places, Thunder Rolls, and he got...
I was thinking it was closer to the middle. I thought your reference didn't fit, but never mind. I apologize.
No, I mean, at this point, Garth had probably had 4 albums out and was a superstar at this point.
All right, fair enough.
Mega star.
Fair enough.
If that's what you want to call it.
Fair enough.
He has sold more records than anybody.
A lot of people don't know who he is.
Eddie, get out of here, kids. This isn't your podcast. This podcast is about wrestling. Point is, I gave it 2.5 Garth Brooks wannabes. What's your opinion of this?
Help, I'm joking!
Don't die. Anyway. So, I agree it was kind of a weak match. And, I don't really have much more to say about it. Is she dying?
I don't know. I'm trying to think, do I need to do the Heimlich?
I think she's laughing while dying, so laughing. I'm not real sure what we do here. I mean, you have a lot of kids, so...
Don't you have a podcast called This Just Got Dark?
That got dark. Yeah, that got dark.
That got pretty dark.
It's too crime fun.
I'm pretty sure your daughter would be proud to be on that podcast.
Wait, can I?
Maybe.
Woo! Ted Bundy!
Ted Bundy.
What the hell am I raising? Anyhow, fan we've gotten of serial so killers. Far off course.
Get back on wrestling. Come on.
Point is,
done choking.
This match was just lackluster. Filler match. I mean, Jeff Jarrett won it just because Mabel dropped on his butt. It just didn't do it for me.
It's funny you bring that up.
I thought was pretty generous.
It's funny you brought that up because I was going to give this 2 missed ass opportunities. Missed opportunities.
Forgotten opportunities? Might be better.
Anyhow, so that's going to conclude this podcast. Let's go ahead and plug the pluggables.
You can find me on Dragon Blazer Productions on the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the YouTube. You can find me on Twitter at Dragon Blazer Pro.
And you can find the Rage and Blaze Show on Facebook. You can find at the Rage and Blaze Show on Twitter. And you can find me at Ricky Rayberg on... No, wait. At Ricky Rayberg on Twitter. At the Rage and Blaze Show on Instagram.
You can also email us at rageandblaze@gmail.com.
We also have that hot number.
Thanks for listening to these dorks.
This podcast just got out of control.
This has been the Rage and Blaze Show! Grr!
Grr?
Good night from Rage's Pit.
Good night from Rage's Pit!
Well, now I feel like if I do it, it's just going to be silly.
Just go ahead.
Your kids are just taking over our podcast.
This is our podcast now. This is the Scar-Nessa podcast, Grr!
Scar-Nessa?
No, don't put them together.
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing.
Scar-Nessa.
If you want to call us and tell us to shut these kids up.
No, we're the best part.
It's 567-443-0663.
Tell you what, I'll shut them up here real quick. It is bedtime.
Bedtime!
That's funny.
So that, it has now been... The Rage and Blaze Show. I'm Rage.
And I'm Blaze.
And I'm Scar.
And I'm Janessa.
Good night from Rage's Pit.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. Cause the $1 million man always gets his way.
Money, 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 money.
Some might cost a little. Some might cost a lot. But I'm the $1 million man, and you will be bought.
Money, 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 money.
Everybody's gonna pay. Cause the $1 million man always gets his way.
Money, 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 money.
Some might cost a little. Might cost a lot, but I'm the $1 million man, and you will be bought.
Money, money.